There we go. Good. I love the Kali Mantra. It's just beautiful. Primal, how did you know to sing the Kali Mantra?
There is a man called Hein Braat. It's a Dutch man. And someone sent me his recording 30 years ago and said, maybe
Oh,
you would like.
no. Just today, how did you know to sing it today?
Because you asked last time.
That's how you would know. I thought it was some kind of mystical thing that I never asked you, and here you are singing it so wonderfully. Sometimes that happens. Well, you blew it, Primal. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai. Gurudev Bhagawan ki jai, Satya Sangha ki jai. First, I would like to say, as usual, I'm sorry for the delay on the Gita. I went and gave it a go and was not pleased with it. So tomorrow or the next day, you'll get the Bhagavad Gita transmission. I didn't bring a lot to satsang today. I didn't bring a topic that I wanted or felt necessary to discuss. Something happened in satsang the other day that was very interesting, though, and I see it happen in satsang again and again and again. And that is, so on Tisa, I said, is there anything for satsang? And she said, can you speak about the rainbow body? And I said, no, I don't want to speak about the rainbow body. And I said, it's not our way. It's a Tibetan way to go. But here's what happens in satsang again and again, and is so wonderful about bringing anything to the altar, anything. So what we were able to do is to say to Antisa and to the Sangha, you read whatever you want to read, you study whatever you want to study. This is your concern, this is your business. But we got to say what we are together for, and make that very clear. Didn't we? Wasn't it wonderful?
It was wonderful.
It was great. So Antisa, because she brought up the rainbow body, and because I didn't want to speak about it, only because I don't know so much about it. It's not my way. I've read about it. I couldn't really elaborate on it very well. So, I'm not going to really. But what came out was what our way is. And that is the fundamentals of spirituality, which I'm not real fond of the word spirituality because this is just a way of life. Discovery is a way of life, isn't it? And the word spirituality is getting overused, like the word love or self or any one of the words that I wish would fall right into the rightful place in a very marvelous way, and I feel it does. Learning to overcome useless thinking. This is the very basis of spirituality. This is very, very, very important. Utilizing words well, speaking words and language well, it's very important. Offering our lives to the enlightenment of the planet, whatever that means to you. I have no idea what it means to you, but I know that each one of you have the sense in your heart of what that means, and it is definitely a part of our way. And that when those thoughts silence, that we come to find out how precious the language of silence is and how it puts us right in the center of the presence of the moment, that we don't miss it. And we see everything that we thought was so heavy and so urgent, and maybe some things are urgent, can be. Don't have to be so heavy. Sometimes they are. Just fall off of our shoulders in this silence when you're able, when you want to, when you discover what it is to let those thoughts go by and not enter those worlds. Very important, because then your heart and your soul and the wisdom that is innately within you and the faith that is innately within you begins to overwhelm your life in a wonderful way and guide you through with great confidence. Little by little, we're not in a hurry. Maharaji used to say, dhira, dhira, slowly, slowly, and thoroughly. It doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter. The disinterested devotee just moves along as they will, learns as they do. It's beautiful, not urgent, but tenacious. Do you know what tenacious means? Do you know what tenacious means? It means that you carry on like an arrow going to its target. Tenacity. Nothing gets in the way. And nothing has to get in the way. All of your life, your parents, your family, your friends, your work, all of it contributes to your discovery of yourself. And in that silence, you disappear. And people say, oh, I don't want to disappear. Yeah, you really do. Really, really, you do, you do. And when you're disappearing, you're just living life as you always have, with a much different view. And to realize our true nature and not to deny that you are inseparable from of, we're going to use the Sanskrit that. That in Sanskrit is tat and does not mean far away or even over there. It means right here. And that you are that self-nature, truth with a capital T, the undescribable, inexhaustible. Without a doubt that all beings are. So this is our way. And we enter our heart. As we dissolve, we enter our heart. And we find out that we are immeasurable from the smallest, most tiny possible particle one could even imagine. A billion times smaller than that. And greater than vast universes and living a life on Earth. As a human being, this is the way we go. And all of that is very, very accurate. So that came out of Antisa asking for a conversation, a direction, an addition to satsang, which I didn't feel that I was qualified to address. It was wonderful. So you never know what comes onto the altar. And you just want to say, well, and then it turns out to be so good. So very good. May perhaps next Sunday, I have this kind of pushing on me, this topic of goodness pushing on me. And it hasn't really developed yet, but it keeps coming up. Maybe next week. Anyhow.
Shantima, can you share a metaphor for what it felt like to receive that teaching
Sure.
from you?
Antisa says she wants to share a metaphor. Go ahead, please.
Imagine a fly is in front of a big window and it's open over here.
She says, imagine a fly is on a big window and it's open over here. Yeah, I get it already.
And it's beating and beating and beating and
On
beating and
the
beating, looking
window.
for freedom, looking for
Yeah,
freedom,
that's
looking for
right.
freedom.
Yeah, that's
In
right.
that moment was like you, the human, taking the hand and guiding me to where the opening was.
Yes, because, well, I would always wish something. I don't have a big desire around you. I think your desire is enough. I would always, I don't know if I would always or not. It's hard to say what I'm about to, what I want to convey. I would wish you would keep 2 feet in one boat. But if you don't, okay. That's your business. So that's the best way I can say it. So, is there anyone who would like to contribute to satsang in any way? That would be Max. Yes. Namaste,
Namaste, Shantimai.
Gabrielle.
Was me. Just when you said goodness, not for today, but what it reminded me of was in many chapters, I think, and also in the past few of the Bhagavad Gita, there comes a point when Krishna formulates virtues, and he keeps saying things like kindness and variations of the word. I don't have the word now, but what I would call nonviolence, being not violent. And
That is such a funny thing what you say for me, because in this day and age, that is where we would go. I don't think we would speak about it that way at any other time. We would probably, excuse me, we would probably just continue as you were talking without saying nonviolence. But in Sanskrit, nonviolence is ahimsa. So, and ahimsaragraha is what the way that, according to some people, that Mahatma Gandhi went. So it's been around for a while, this nonviolence, do no harm. Do
Yes.
no harm is how it was actually put. Go ahead, please. I just wanted to
So
add.
what first not surprised me, what surprised me was when in the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, or the beginning of the second, I don't remember, Krishna says to Arjuna
Arjuna.
something like, you do your duty.
Yeah.
You fight.
Yeah.
You kill all these people. And then later, when he talks with Arjuna about love and what love really means and what being that really means in this body, there started to bloom an understanding that this is not a Gegensatz.
An opposite.
An opposition.
Right.
That Arjuna is supposed to fight and kill all these relatives of his. And
he's not up for that, but yes.
Be in union, be in love. So, and that is what you reminded me when you were speaking of goodness. And this is not any of us would want or need to do, but it is so fascinating to be able to see these two seemingly exclusive values being brought together.
Right, but he was giving at the first sentences, he was giving Arjuna the greatest teachings of all. First, you're not this body. Second, Arjuna, there's never been a time when you were not. There's never been a time when I was not, have not been. There's never going to be a time when these great souls, and that they're already gone. And then he teaches him how to walk in life with integrity. Like that. So it's very, I love it.
I just wanted to add, and still after all this, there's going to be the battle.
There's going to be the battle. And sometimes love comes out sideways. I find myself in some situations sometimes where what I have to say looks very confronting. Let's use that word. And actually what I have to say is for myself and for the other person as well, that they can hear something that's actually quite loving. But I have a very direct voice.
Yes.
So sometimes it isn't received that way.
Yes.
Sometimes it's so fast that it's not as though I mean to be in a extremely kind, loving state. And I find out that actually it always is coming from the heart. Even when I'm wondering, where did that come from? I find out that, you know, when you live in your heart deeply enough, and it's not making excuses at all, that you find out that, you know, that another element of coming straight from the heart like this.
Yes.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is. You want a conversation. That's all you want. It's a conversation. Yes.
So that is for me easier to grasp. I love that quality about you. I think it's one of the reasons why I stayed, because there was this very straight clarity and sometimes with a lot of force.
I'm waiting for the day that you don't need a reason to stay.
Well, I did need then. Back then.
But I hear you.
And the other thing that I just realized is this is easier to take, this was easier to take on and to love. It would be different or difficult if you destroyed the bodies also, like Krishna, like piercing the heart with a sword. That it's the identification with the body makes it so much harder to understand this kind of being.
How mature do you have to be? How spiritually mature and how deeply insightful must you be able to hear Krishna's first words to Arjuna? You have really to see. I am not this body. They are not this body. I mean, you could use it as an excuse to just blow up the universe. You know, the man who created the nuclear bomb, I believe, long German name. Do you guys remember? Okay, there was a movie about him.
Yes.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you know, he was an avid reader of the Bhagavad Gita. He loved the Gita. And I think it spoke to him in such a way that I don't know. How can I say? All I know is that Krishna's first words to Arjuna must have given him some leeway or insight into his work. Who knows? Guessing. So, but he loved the Bhagavad Gita. So did Einstein. And so did the man who had the schools for the children. Who? Steiner, yeah, Steiner. A lot of great souls love this this epic story.
As do I.
You're a great soul that loves this epic story, aren't you? Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Chantima.
Thank you. No one else is there. Okay. Oh, here we go, Ali. And then Tara. Ali, hello.
Hi, hello, Shantimai.
Put your glasses back. There you go. We're here together. We're together.
Because I have to read something that I brought. So,
okay. Gather yourself first.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
I read the last chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, and the question that I have is so we acknowledge divinity also with breath, but do you think who is in deep breathing can do a demoniac action also?
Say it one more time. Is the deep breath, will it do what? Will it?
Demoniac. So
demonic. Yeah.
Action. Do you think it's possible or... it is impossible if you are deep in your breathing.
To remove these kinds of ideas, is that what you're saying?
No, or to do bad things, to do bad
action. I don't think that you can do a bad thing with the right breath. And what's a bad thing? A bad thing may be taking advantage of other people, manipulating other people, lying to other people, taking money out of their pockets. It sounds very familiar. Huh? The world is like that. But you don't have to worry about, Krishna always also says to Arjuna in the last sentence, I'm going to say to you, you need not worry about any of this, Arjuna. You were born of sattvic qualities. Demonic really... You know, it's a very interesting word. I think it's apropos for sure. I've hardly ever argue with the Bhagavad Gita. I don't think I ever do. But it just really means that which has turned away from themselves in such a way that they're harmful to others and really harmful to others and enjoy being harmful to others. I think you can see this all over the world right now. I think it's very prevalent in the world where people are really enjoying just popping other people down like this. This is why Jesus said, be in the world, but not of it. Of these kind of times. He lived in a time like this in his own way, in his own in the expression of the world at the time. It was really, really a hard time in the world, but not of it. I find when I'm speaking about politics in any way, it's okay with me. I don't mind to do it. I don't, but it's very sticky, and it starts. I don't know. It's just talking about that realm that where people are struggling so hard these days, just to be alive and just to carry on with their life in a good way. Why are you wondering about this?
No, because I'm reading the last chapter, because for me it's difficult to listen, so I'm translating Italian. So, I thought, no, I think, yeah, I thought to ask you this question because, if somebody is not ordinary, Cacciababa, at a certain point he wanted to destroy the world because it was so messing
Yes.
that he thought to destroy and to start again, but after he changed his mind. So he was doing this
Mantra.
after, but in his mind, maybe to destroy was a good thing to do.
I think he thought it was a blessing.
Yes, a blessing. So the people who is doing now demoniac things, maybe they think is a blessing.
I doubt if they think it's a blessing, but it might be. In some weird sort of way, it might be. Because human beings take a lot to wake them up. A lot. I mean, a lot of hello there. Hey, hello, hey, do you see in hello, come on. A lot. And then they deny it again. But this is the there's nothing it's not to say that that's right or wrong. It's just the way it is. So, oftentimes we humans, not we, humans have to be, they just have to be shaken to the bone. And, it's waking people up. You look worried.
No, because I listen very, very attentively to understand why.
Yeah, I love that. So I doubt if any of the demonic types are breathing a deep breath. They're not going. They're not doing that. They're breathing fire, fueled by gasoline. The beauty of spirituality and moving on the Dharma. I love the word Dharma. The Dharma way, which means your own life. It means the Dharma means that one has taken upon their own life to move inward and live in the outer world from there. That's what it means. And everybody's dharma is a little different. And that's the beauty of it too. So one of the beauties of the Dharma way is to accept everything. Even accept what you don't accept. Just accept that you don't. Fully accept everything. I accept that I don't accept it. I don't accept it. I'll never accept it. And yet I'm free of it because I accept that I don't accept. I truly accept it all. It's really the way it has to be. It can't be that you have to have the whole world turn into the way that you can accept it to be accepting. It's not going to happen. So you really have to see it and not make a difference between what you accept and what you don't accept, and accept it all, whether you do or don't. It's like love, you know, it's like the pathway of love that you love God's creation. And then your heart is engaged. And it's engaged for everyone. Maharaji used to say, we are spiritually covert because we're praying for those people who really need it. He said, you people, he used to say, you people. I always loved it what he did because it seemed to be completely off in the United States to say such a thing. He would say, you people are like lotuses. And when the sun's out, you're open. He says, not everybody is like that. He said, we have to offer our mantras, offer our life, offer our prayers to the transformation of those who are not lotuses. We want everyone to wake up. The lotus wakes up in the sun. He says, it's natural. You're just natural for it. What do you need? Nothing. They need something. So we cover the world in our offering. You love God's creation, therefore nothing's left out. And it's real and it's true and it's deep and it's abiding. And you don't have to sort it out. And it's the same with acceptance. You don't have to sort out what you do and what you don't, and have to make what you don't do. You don't have to make what is hard to love, love. You simply love God's creation in every element. Every element of every breath, of every being, every color, every shape, every time, all. Then, and it's not a trick, but it is true that to love what is really harmful and hateful and mean and violent and terrible in a human being is not easy. I don't think that people can do that, but they do love God's creation. And when you love God's creation, you love it all. The hard times, the good times, the hard, everything. Because you cannot separate it out. You cannot see anything other than God once you see. And once you see as you've always seen. It's not going to be, you know, there's not this shining being coming out of everybody. Although that there is a shining being in everyone. But your view remains the same. And your heart is swollen in the creation of the mystery. That's all there is to it. And it's extremely genuine. So you don't have to like what you don't like, and you don't have to do this, and you don't have to do that. You don't have to get your sieve out and sort things out and put them in categories. You look around yourself and inside yourself and follow your heart to the imperishable truth, which we can never speak about, but we are. And every being is. See, this is the totality, that there is no one, no being left out of being, inseparable from of God. Know it or not know it, violent or saintly. Shivananda used to say that all saints were once thieves and terrible people, and all terrible people sometime will be a saint. So that's how he did it. He saw it that way. He didn't just say it. He saw it that way. He lived it that way. So it's not that you're soft on hatefulness. It's just that you include it in God's creation, because I don't have time to sort it out. And my guru has pointed in that direction. Maharaji, your master, has pointed in that direction. And wherever he pointed, I ran to go find out what he was talking about. Ran. You know the Chabutra over the Ganga?
Mm-hmm.
The Chabutra in the ashram? That what looks over the Ganges?
The platform.
Thing. It's called a Chabutra.
Uh-huh.
I would sit there and I would see Maharaji's car coming up the road, and my heart would just be... I would just be energized. Oh my God, here he comes. And they open up the gate, and in four leaps, I know it, four leaps, I was already in his room. Boing, boing, like that. I was. People used to say, oh, she'll get over it. Get over what? Oh, it's just a stage. Wrong.
It happened to me also with you, because when the day before the Zoom satsang or on the spot, when I think about you, maybe I'm doing something and I think about you, ping, I am.
Oh, good. It's a nice thing to do.
Yes.
It's really wonderful.
Very nice.
One time, I tell you this little story before we part.
Mm-hmm.
One time, Maharaji went out of the ashram for a while, and it was really hard for me when he went out of the ashram. I was very cloistered. I was very quiet. I was very, you know, I loved the people in the ashram. Didn't want to learn Hindi. I learned enough Hindi, and not just a few phrases, by the way. I didn't want to learn Hindi because I wanted to stay within myself, but he was gone. And there was something really missing when he was gone. And I just sat on that Chabutra day after day, just watching the road, because there were no buildings up there at that time, just waiting for him to come back. Day after day. And he came home, he came to the ashram, and he said, Shanti Mai, come here. He says, come to my room. And I said, okay. So I went to his room, happily dancing. I used to, when he would come out, I'd be going like this. Everybody else would be like, she's nuts. I would just be on my tiptoes, just exhilarated that he was there. He said, come in my room. I said, okay. So I came to his room, and he said, stop calling me back. I have things to do. He got in the car after lunch and left. I said, I don't know if I can help it.
I love.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It was a great, great time in my life, I tell you. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste, Shintima.
Tara.
Namaste.
Namaste, Tara. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Yes. I have some I'm staying with friends and it's they have a lot of difficulties and I give it a go not to stay in the way of their fights or be in the battlefield. But yesterday there was a situation that my friend he enjoyed to put me down, but it was not my friend, it was the mask of my friend or the veil or whatever, so I could see it, and I just went out of the room, but my body was shaking because I was so irritated by so much power game.
Why are you there?
Good question.
Why are you there? Let's deal with that. Why are you there?
I found out it's I'm over to victimize myself because it was I stood up and it's okay.
No,
I went.
No, 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 no. Why are you there?
I'm supporting.
No, you're not.
I'm
you're,
not.
You're, no.
I'm not.
No, you're not. They need a lot of time to do whatever they're doing to each other. Why are you in the middle of it? Why are you there? Do you need a place to live? Is that it?
No, not at all.
Why
not
why do you stay there? Why do you stay there? Why don't you chant the Gayatri mantra? Why don't you bless the house? Why don't you do your work while you're there?
I do, but
okay.
in being together sometimes, it's a difficult
doesn't sound
situation.
like anybody's together there. You have a friend berating you, fighting with his girlfriend or his man friend. I don't know what the relationships are. The woman fighting with her woman friend, her man friend. I don't know what the relationships are, but if I were you, I would light a candle in a very safe place and a bowl of water because fires are happening these days. And I would sit in meditation and calm all of the energy around you and bless them. And then I would pack up my goods and go.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just on the way to it.
Yay!
Yes, but I also have a question because my body was in this tension and I was looking at myself like my spirit is okay. My spirit is totally okay, but this body was sad and shaking.
I can
So,
understand that.
Yeah, and of course my body needs some else, but out of the situation I got another story from my parents or from whatever it was related to the fugitivity during war. My parents or my mother, she was a refugee from the war in Germany, and she lived in no, but this is another story. So
it really is another story.
The body is full of stories. So
no,
I'm
the body is not full of stories. The body's a piece of dead meat. You're going to the stories, you're making them up.
Mm.
You're remembering them. You're blasting yourself with it. The body's just a hunk of meat without the spirit within. That's a fact. So the body isn't going to do anything like that. It's the way you're thinking, and why are you doing that?
Okay, but I picked it up from this sensation of the body.
I know, yes, well, body does have sensations, but that's because of the life within it. That's why.
Yes, and it's good not to be my body. that's what came out of this. They're like, okay, no, my spirit is, I'm more in contact with my spirit. And it's like the growing process is different. I don't know what the, what.
No, no, that's perfect what you're saying. We were just talking about how people need to be shaken and shaken and shaken and shaken before they come to peace in themselves and have a realization that their body is very important, but it cannot be who they are, right? Because where's the 14-year-old body? Where's the 20-year-old body? Where's where's the body of the infant? All of it's gone, isn't it? Okay. But be kind to yourself. And be kind to them. And oh boy, I would just blast him. I just know it. I just know it. I would just say, why are you doing this? I couldn't stand being in a place where I was constantly at war. And it's no wonder you're thinking of your mother being,
Thank you. Thank you.
But hey, that's a long time ago. And why are you doing this? I want to know why you're doing this. Good. You can hold me when you find out. We're on Skype together. You get a hold of me when you find out, okay? You consider it. And I would seriously suggest that you go into a very deep loving meditation and leave that energy there and bless them with your prayers and bless them with your Gayatri and get in the car and go somewhere else.
Thank you, Shantimai. I just needed to know to hear it. Thank
yeah, but you can think for yourself. I know
yes,
that.
Yes. Yeah.
You're a strong one. I love you. Hey, be careful, Tom.
Yes.
You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would take the opportunity to leave an imprint of kindness again and generosity, love and Gayatri and blessings that they overcome whatever they're going through. Namaste.
Namaste.
I want to hear from you.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know I could do that. I love that. Don't you do it to me.
Okay.
You can do it to me if you want. Okay, Michael O'Shea, namaste. I want to hear why you're there. I want to hear why you're there. I want you to consider it. Why you need to do that. Go ahead. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Shantimai.
How are you? Yeah. No, you have to go right up to the camera.
That's so good. That's so great. I really loved how you you opened up this satsang today with what are we up to, and what we're up to. Well, you talked about what are we up to? Like, what is our way?
Yes. What is our yatra?
And I loved that you said overcoming useless thinking is the spiritual journey that we're on.
And
I've been thinking about that lately because it's something that I'm experiencing is actually happening.
The lady Tara that you were talking that I was just talking with?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about overcoming useless thinking.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I've started to realize that's changing for me. Like I don't know how to put it. I'm very much aware of my useless thinking, and not.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, that's such a wonderful thing.
it is, and it has some wonderful side effects, and you know that you know, but there, you know, but I guess I just notice as I go through my day how I'm like busting myself all the time on, you know, like on my thinking, right?
Good. Go for it, Michael.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I hate to say this because I think, oh, if I say it, then, you know, I'm going to jinx it or something. But it's that as a result, I'm a much less anxious person. I don't have the kind of anxieties that were so much more prevalent.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You're watching how useless some of the thinking is.
Yeah,
it's useless.
Yeah. And as you were saying with Tara, that you know, like how useless so many of the stories are.
Yeah.
You know, like they're, you know, they're just made up stuff, right? Like
nothing more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing more than that.
I'm really grateful for that. And the other thing that comes into play is since we started doing the Gayatris for Satchidam.
Yes.
So that Gayatri is with me all the time now.
Good.
Right? It's there at the drop of a hat, right? Like, you know, if the useless thinking comes along, you know, I can pop into that. I can so I don't know. It's a real benefit for me. I would hope a benefit for Satchidam as well, but it's a benefit for me for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah, yeah. When you're chanting the Gayatri mantra, it's a benefit for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, very ancient. Rig Veda. Yeah. The first time it shows up is in the Rig Veda. Yeah.
Yeah. Not that you know, it's been I've been with you now for, I don't know, 6 years or so, you know.
Only?
Only, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm a late starter. but it's just interesting how these things are, you know, because you were saying earlier that Maharaji used to say that things take time. Yeah. It's slow. And that's been my experience that.
It's slow and methodical and complete, and we're not in a hurry. And we really, when we're not stressed in our spirituality and we're relaxed in it, we're more willing, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't feel like some effort. It's just something that's evolving as I.
Don't you go reading those books about effort and effortless now.
Yeah.
It takes effort.
Yeah.
Takes effort. It takes. Ananda Maima said, if an ant has no effort, it won't get from here to there.
Mm.
So sometimes effort, sometimes effortless.
Mm.
Sometimes we have to consider which way we want to go. And sometimes we never do. We just go. So I don't like the whole thing about effortlessness. There is an effortlessness and there is a choicelessness, but you have to reach a place where it's no longer any effort.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, the effort would be to, you know, listen to the teachings on the Gita and read it and do the, but then it doesn't seem like effort, you know, it's just,
no, that's right.
Because it's very enriching. Yeah.
But you efforted listening.
Yeah.
You turned on the transmission rather than turning on Judge Judy.
Yeah, and, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's effortless and sometimes. Choicelessness is an interesting place because you can no longer hate anyone. Even if you hate what they're doing, you cannot hate them. You just can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't lie to people. You can't hide anymore. You can't expect anything. Nothing. It turns out so good. Mm-hmm, it does.
Thank you, Shantimai.
I'm always happy to see you, Michael.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Likewise.
I'll see you in India, no doubt. Give Margaret a hug for me, will you?
I'll give her a big hug for you. Yeah. It was our anniversary yesterday.
Oh, it's my birthday recently.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
74.
79.
No. Well, here we go.
Here we go. Yeah.
Give her a hug for me, will you? Give
I
her.
I will.
Of love
course.
Her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Namaste.
I will. Yeah. Namaste.
Okay, we close our satsang. Complete our satsang. Delightful. Delightful. Tara, you have to move out of there. ASAP, but you have to decide on your own whether you do that or not. I would suggest, seriously suggest, I would be out the driveway already before satsang was over. I would be gone so fast. I'm not interested in anybody's made up hardships, hurting each other for nothing, nasty words swinging back and forth. If you love each other, when you love each other, some of that may arise, but a deep sorrow and a profound, more profound love arises out of any of that. I would just not be happy with it at all. I would just go home. Anyhow. Namaste, everyone. Let's listen to Premo. Close for us. God bless you.
Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva. Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva. Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva. Vishnu Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva. Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Brahma Vishnu. Shiva, Hara 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 Mahadeva, Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva, Hara 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 Mahadeva, oh, Shiva.